Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? We've had a problem with the internet here where I live, and our, you know, everything is so high tech now. Angel Coaches is high tech, high touch. That I wasn't able to send out emails or post anything about our show tonight. But we have a great show scheduled, and my speaker is a real good friend of mine. She's a clairvoyant psychic. Hopefully I'm going to be able to get her. I talked to her a few minutes ago, so not quite sure what's going on there. So, Joy, if you're listening in, call me on my cell phone, and so I can pull you on. What we're going to talk about tonight is, and if Joy's here, we're going to talk to her. If not, we're going to talk to about a couple of things that will help you build your psychic intuition, psychic ability with angels and a few other things, and hopefully she's going to be on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to call her now. So if you guys will just hold on for a few seconds, I'm going to be right back. Okay, Joy, are you there?
Yeah, having some issues.
I know, we are down here on the beach, and we're on the radio, so it's all good. And this is Joy. Joy is a new angel coach, and I'm glad you're here tonight. So I was telling everybody we had internet issues. Joy and I both live on the beach, so it's all good. And if you can hear the sirens in the background, that means that South Florida is still alive and well. So welcome. I'm glad you're speaking tonight. Joy, couple questions.
I had to go outside.
That's okay, too. I'm doing the same thing because it's like, you know, the internet's down and all that, but hey, we're here. And thank you for coming tonight. Listen, you know, I met you, what, 6, 7 years ago, I guess, and you know, we were just children then, 19, 18, 19, I'm kidding. we met, and a couple questions, so I want people to get to know you, because she's an amazing woman, an amazing clairvoyant, clairpsychic. She can sing, she can dance, and she's extremely psychic, and she's also a great coach, and some wonderful things are happening with her life, and we're just real fortunate to have her as a part of Angel Coaches. To catch people up to where you started at, have you always been intuitive, psychic, clairvoyant, clairaudient? Did that start later in life, or were you like that when you were a child? But then you told me some great stories and everything when you were just a little girl. So can you share with us a couple things that let you know that you were a little different? Because I think a lot of us are different, you know. But how did you know that you were tuned into a higher power or higher energy, or you could see things and feel things maybe other people couldn't?
Actually, well, I didn't really develop clairvoyance until later, and I don't know, really my strong suit, but I was always clairsentient. Or in clairaudience, so I could hear and feel things.
You could.
Sometimes I would try to shut it off because I remember back in elementary school, I would be sitting at the table doing my homework in the house completely by myself, and I'd feel a tap on my shoulder and somebody and a whisper in my ear. And they would whisper my name. And then I'd turn around and nobody was there. Sometimes I'd see shadows pass by a wall that there was no window to reflect a shadow off of. And I made the mistake of telling some little girl at school, one of my friends, she says, "Oh, you know, whenever you hear somebody whispering your name like that, that's the devil calling you." It's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to hear anymore. I was like, oh, no, I don't
want to know. Wow, I hear you. So you had a real, the experience you had at first was like, it was good, but then you've been the I don't know, well-meaning Christians, I guess it's a Christian, but or maybe it's not, but I think they put the fear of the devil. He gets a lot of credit, or she gets a lot of credit for things that we create ourselves. That's for darn sure. You know what I mean?
But somebody can't explain something. Well, it must be bad, or it must be, you know.
Yeah.
That's the case. You know, sometimes it's something good reaching out to you.
I agree with you, too, as well. Let me ask you a question. So after that, did it kind of shut down, or did you shut it down, or anything like that, or did that happen too as well?
I think it did for a little while, but not for too long.
Okay.
You know, it's like it all depends on what you do with it. You know, you can go like for myself, I know I went through a time when after having gone to church and for a couple of years, it was nothing my parents ever wanted me to do, forced me to do. It was something I opted to do on my own, and it wasn't really the best decision, only because of this particular church that I went to scared the crap out of me. but you know, it's like anything else. You can take anything and make it bad. I forgot what I was doing with that. But
it happens to me all the time. We're ginkgos. I'm just kidding. That's all good. But, yeah, you're right. You can. You can turn it all around. But you're super, and you guys listening to her, she's super intelligent and is a thinker and reads a lot. And one of the things that I noticed about you right away is that she looks like a goddess, a Barbie. She's, like, tall and blonde and beautiful hair, beautiful eyes. But she's got a deep, deep yearning to really help people and to tap into the angels and the higher dimensions and those kind of things. And as the first one to go to see to learn, you really are. And that's one of the things that impressed me the most with you. Let me ask you this as well. You had some great experiences recently this past year. You wanted to do your spiritual work. You know, I know you as a teenager, you had the angel experiences and you got feelings and you're clairsentient, and which means she senses things where, you know, you can be one or four of the clairs. I think you're all of them now. But what are, right, you know, and I'll share this cute story with you guys. I was really challenged with something about a week ago. And has any of you guys, Joy, I know you and I have talked about this, have you ever been challenged where you just get so upset you don't know what to do, right? And your angels are talking to you, you're meditating, and you're looking for an answer. And I was super upset, and I don't use angel cards myself. I have in the past. And I pulled the Mary Ascended Masters card, and she said, expect a miracle. So I walk out, and there's little Joy, tall Joy. I call her tall and slim. Tall and slim Joy just walking out there and, you know, in near my house. And she comes over and she says, I had to share what happened so people can understand how psychic you really are. And we're going to go and ask them the tools and the books that you read and the angels you work with, too, as well. But I wanted to share this with you because you had it as a child. You have it now that you're, you know, that you're an adult. But what was that you told me? It was so sweet. And I'll never forget. I was like, man. Miracles happen every darn day. We just got to tune in, you know? So what was it? Yeah, that was key. So let's talk about that, what you said. It was amazing. Like, remember, 10 minutes before, I'd seen that card, right? You know what I mean? And I was really, really struggling. So what happened? So you share with us.
I don't know, just one night last week, for a long time, I haven't remembered my dreams, and... I'm sure we all dream and we just don't know.
No using any names on this one because it would be, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. So anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And I was like, oh my God, I just had this dream that, you know, somebody showed up in my dream that is significant in Therese's life and it was pitch dark and all of a sudden this person just floats in completely lit up. Surrounded by light and didn't say or anything, but was just kind of hovering there in the darkness. And then I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. So this person showed up, and why I remember this in my dream, but okay, let me just, you know, because your dreams aren't always for you. Sometimes they're for somebody else. And so I just happened to tell her, I was like, I don't know what this means, but... your friend just showed up in my dream, didn't say anything, but, you know, and I didn't know beforehand that, you know, she was having any, there was
struggling.
Anything going on. So, yeah, so then she told me, she said, you know, she just pulled this Mary card and said, expect a miracle. And I'm like, well, I guess something is going to happen because it just popped up in my head, you know, this morning. So, you know, it's another sign for her that to, you know, expect a miracle.
Yeah. Oh, so Joy, it was wonderful when you said, I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt you. Go ahead. What were you going to say? So I was like, wow. You know, it's what I needed at the time.
Give the courage to do whatever it is that you need to do.
I agree with you. And, you know, what the cutest thing about it, though, is, and you know, Joy is doesn't wear, like, a big sun, moon, stars hat or a big robe. You know, she's, and I'm the same way. And, you know, we're like, we went skydiving a couple of weeks ago because that's what we want to do with a few other people. We're going again in April. But, you know, that spiritual side of her is so cute. This was cute because you're like, hey, I got to tell you something. I was like, yeah? And 10 minutes before that had happened. And I think that's amazing. But you have had some wonderful things, like how do you see angels? What angels do you work with? And how can we all work with them the way that you do? Because you sense them, you hear them, you feel them. You see them. What angels do you work with, and what's your favorite ones? For instance, like for soulmate relationships, or in general, do you ascended masters too? I want to make sure I include that as well, because I know you use that in when you're talking to people. So which ones do you work with?
I know that a lot of times Michael is around, and Raphael, and Shomo's been around. That usually comes out when I pull cards and stuff like that. You know, I just put a request out there, and whoever answers. I don't always know who's answering me. I'm just there. I just put it out there, and as long as it gets answered, I'm good with that. But I know Michael is around a lot, and Michael is he's a good all-purpose angel. He can do a gazillion things. And he's also an angel that he's also in charge of our life's purpose. So he's a very good angel to work with in all aspects. If you're not sure which one, you know, you want to call on, you don't really have to know a specific angel. If you have a specific problem or something, you just put your request in and the appropriate angel is going to respond to you.
I like that. That's good.
And I know Ascended Masters, I know Kuan Yin is around a lot. And, you know, Metatron and Melchizedek are also around. You know, it was funny because I didn't always work with angels. And, you know, because, I mean, it's not that I never believed in them. It just, I got interested in a lot of other things. And, then a specific number kept showing up. This was several years ago, I told a friend of mine who actually, she does angelic readings, and she said, well, what number are you seeing a lot? And I said, pretty much any time I look at the clock or anything, there's the number 11. And, she says, well, let's look that up. And it happens to be number 11 is associated with Metatron. And she's like, when you see numbers, that means there's angels trying to get your attention. And that's really how I started working with angels.
Wow.
Through Metatron. So, you know, ever since, like, it's probably the easiest and quickest way to, if somebody's wanting to develop any of their clairs at all, they're the greatest helpers. And they're the fastest way to do it because you can sense them. And then once I started working with them, I get flashes. I've never seen like a full-length, you know, a full-figured angel, but I've seen their wings. And I get the little sparks and stuff that every so often, you know, pass by, and it could be anywhere at any time. So,
that's good.
Now that they're around.
I like that. So you use numbers are a big thing that you, one of the tools that you use, and we all can use, right? So if we're seeing a number, right, 444, for example, I always know 444 is that's the guardian angel for that. My guardian angels are there. So you saw 11. By the way, 11 is also a master number, just to let you know. I remember that from numerology. But that's something we all can use. Do you recommend a book that we can research the numbers or that you use that can tell you what the numbers mean?
Actually, that day we went to the. She had books on angels and numbers and stuff like that, and she pulled the book out, and we started reading about it. And then I think I actually got a book on Metatron that said that was his number. But a lot of it is you have to notice these things. You know, a lot of times people will see things, you know, repetitiously and just, you know, blow it off. Or, oh, that's interesting or odd, and not do anything else with it. But when you start seeing things repetitively, instead of just saying, oh, that's interesting, stop and look at it. And there's all types of books out there, you know, that'll tell you what signs mean what. I mean, a lot of stuff you can Google.
Right. Right, I got you. You know, I'm going to share this with you. Metatron is actually the angel on my birthday, which is, by the way, tomorrow. I'm going to be 21. Really, I say 37, and it's all good. So you and I are about the same age. But, yeah, Metatron is my birthday angel. We all have a birthday angel, so it sounds like it's yours, too, as well. I love Metatron. He is wonderful in helping you with all your, you know, the work that you're here to do, your life purpose, and you have really exemplified that, you know, with everything that you do. I will share this story with people. About a few years ago, I was talking to Joy on the phone. You got to understand, she and I have known each other since we met in a metaphysical realm, in a seminar, actually, or a workshop. I don't even remember how you say it now. But she calls me up. She says, listen, she goes, I got to tell you something. I said, what's up? And she said, Tari, I have invoked all the archangels and ascended masters that are in the book. And Dorian Virtue has a book, Archangels and Ascended Masters. I said, what's going on? He goes, I'm tired. I'll never forget that. And but you had a list of things that you wanted to do, but you invoked them. I still think that invocation is still working because they're all around you and really helped you do as well to get on your life path and purpose and all that. Go ahead. I'm sorry, but I thought it was so cute. It's like she invoked them all. Like, wow.
I don't know who it was, but it was probably around the same time. They said, boy, you have a whole army around you. And I invoked everybody.
Yeah, I remember that. It was funny. Joy's funny, you guys, and that are listening or download it later without even trying to be funny, but she's hysterical. And I know that you always land on your feet, and I know life has not been easy for us, right, for any of us. And so when life isn't easy, how do you get through it? I mean, do you pray? Do you meditate? What do you do? Because that's something I think that you have a real knack for doing, because I know your emotions can get out of hand sometimes with us all. And what do you do? You know, because you really helped me. You helped my daughter understanding things too as well. So share, you know, because I know there are people out there that are struggling, you know, with the angels and connecting and all that kind of stuff. And you've conquered it and enjoy your life. How did you do it? What do you do? You say something every day? You do a mantra? You do a prayer?
Oh, I wish I was that. I don't always say something every day, but, you know, there's certain prayers that I'll read. And I think a lot of it is that you have to have a moment, whether it's meditating or whatnot, to clear all the, whatever's going on, you know, get it out of your head. So a lot of us, myself included, are terrible at it, will analyze, overthink things, and not get it out of our head. You know, we'll take it to bed with us. Well, we, you know, it's like a festering boil, or, you know, that
right.
have to be able to get away from it. So, you know, I don't meditate every day. I should. But I run, so that's a form of meditation too.
Right.
You know, it's all about, you have to give your head a break, stop thinking about things, and there's got to be a desire there, an authentic desire. And because your angels are always wanting to connect with you, but it's like you also have to notice, too, when they're around, when they're trying to give you signs, because they're, I mean, a lot of us wish that they would say, hey, but, you know, it's not like they're going to yell out, scream our name, and, you know, wave their hands. We have to kind of pay attention to signs, but you have to be able to clear your head, and I think that's really the most important thing, is being able to get step out of your daily life for a few seconds and not think about anything, you know, watch the sunset or something. And while you're there, talk to your angels. You know, they you may not get a sign or anything right away, but just sit there for 5 minutes and just talk to them. And
yeah.
be willing to receive any information. You know, and then that's a lot of problem, too. It's like when you're in the midst of everything in your daily life, you just don't notice signs. But it's also about, you know, now that you're, when you ask a question and ask for an angel's help, start paying attention to your surroundings. You know, you can be sitting there on a bench and somebody can walk by and say something, and that can be your answer. Or you can see something on a billboard that that's your answer. So, you know, it would be nice if they would just call us on the phone and tell us. Well,
yeah, right?
Hello.
Yeah. I'll wait on that one, Joy. That's funny.
Somebody will call you and have the answer to a question unknowingly.
Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, it can be a phone call. So it's like...
That's funny. You're right about that. You guys, I got to tell you this. She runs every day. And by the way, I'm a runner now. And Joy was really, really strong and key in helping me to run. And so running is a form of meditation. Man, I go into my best spaces in my heart, in my head, you know, like concentrating and focusing. So, you know, I want to say that. I thank you for that, because I'll never forget when I first started how you were so patient with me, running with me. And, you know, she's been running forever, and I had just started running, I think, last year. But it is a form of meditation, like she says, and she runs every day. Let me ask you a question. What is your life purpose, your soul's purpose here? Do you feel it is?
That's a multitude of things. I know healing is one of them, helping people to heal themselves, but also,
yeah,
well, helping people to ascend. You know, we're all here on this earth to ascend. And, you know, it's about healing your karmic past and whatever's going on in your life so that you can stop repeating. Some people have cycles that they're repeating. Help break the cycles and move on to the next lesson so that we can all ascend. Because I don't plan on dying. I want my new restored body. And
there you go.
I'm not dying in this lifetime. I'm going to ascend.
You know what? I heard somebody tell me the same thing. It was a friend of mine, David. He says he's not dying either. He says he's ascending, because we all can do that. Into the next level. And I know you've traveled to different dimensions too, and I want to talk about that before we close the call tonight. But go on. What were you saying?
Hey, you know, it's about bringing as many people with you as you can.
I like that.
Helping people and healing people and conquering your own fears. You know,
right.
When my angels told me that I was going to write a book or be a public speaker, I was like, right, yeah, right. I'm like, they're crazy. I sat there I sat there on my and, you know, she, and these cards kept coming up about writing and speaking, and I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Y'all are, talking to my aunt, I said, y'all are nuts. You got more confidence in me than I do if you think I'm going to get up there and help. And I was talking to them just like that. I was like, y'all are crazy. Y'all lost your mind. And, of course, they laughed.
It's good that the angels and God both have a sense of humor, huh? And the ascended masters. It's all good. I got to tell you. Go ahead. Go ahead. I want
to
hear what you're
saying. You have to surround yourself with people more like-minded. Well, I'm going to say like-minded, but people that are wanting to improve themselves, or, you know, if you want to become psychic or develop your intuition, you got to be around the people that do it.
That's true.
You have to start surrounding yourself with a different group of people.
That's right. You're right about that too, Joy. I agree with you 100%. You're talking about ascending, and I know that you do a lot of work with that. I know you travel to different dimensions. Can you give us a little insight, because you and I have chatted about it before, there's dimensions that are like ours, okay, or ascending like to the third or the fourth one, but as we toward ascension, ascending, some of the dimensions that you visited, I know, have been like ours, and then you've went to some really high places. What do you feel is the biggest gift in the higher realms, in your opinion, because you traveled there? And how can we do it? You know, anybody listening tonight, she's going to teach a class on how to, about the art of ascension or ascending to the new, to a new level. And, but can you give us a little bit of a, insight on that? How can we do it? Meditation, prayer, surrounding yourself, living in, you know, living in light. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, the first time I went to another dimension was, I was not aware of, I mean, I wasn't aware that I was doing it. It actually happened during a, it wasn't actually sleep, I just woke up. And I laid back down, and there's another form people, that art form people do is astral traveling.
Right.
I've actually never done that, but I have a book on it, just never read it. But this time I was laying on my bed, and next thing I know, your spirit leaves, and next thing I know, I was like face-to-face with my popcorn ceiling. Ended up, I was like, oh, well, this is really cool. I can go someplace. I can fly. And I flew, all right. I flew right in the middle of outer space. And I was like, oh, this is a little too much, too high for me.
So,
and I know that, you know, we have a cord. It's like an umbilical cord back to our body. And it lit up, and it came back down. And, it's a longer story, but the bottom line was I ended up in the fourth dimension where I wasn't wanted. And somebody made that very clear that they didn't want me there. So eventually I was able to get away from that. And it's all about really your mindset, too. It's, you can attract a lot of negative things to you when you're opening up. You get
right.
The good and bad, so you really have to focus on what it is that you really want. Like, now I don't have anything to do with any lower energies. I don't have to worry about that anymore. I deal with the higher energies like the angels, and they'll take you anywhere you want to go. You know, I travel in meditation. But your higher self also, it's your higher self in like the 10th or the... It's in the higher dimension, like the 10th dimension or 13th or something like that. But that's what they call your over-self. And that's
right.
The point. That's what you want to connect with, and that's what part of ascending is doing, is permanently connecting you with your higher self that coexists with you in another dimension. And, you know, and that's where you get – that's what you're tapping into a lot, is your higher self. Whenever you meditate –
right.
You tap by yourself that can see the bigger picture and a clearer picture than you can. So,
I agree with you on that so much, Joy. And people are like, your higher self, is that as important as the angels? You bet it is, because that higher self, the over self, whatever you call it, is that part of you that is connected to God, that is part of God. That's what I really, really get and feel. You're so right. And I know that I went through the different dimensions in the fourth dimension, and it is. It's challenging there. Because it's a very similar to ours, except that we talked about this in the past. So, you know, it's better if you skip the fourth, go to the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, and just travel up. And there's a lot to be learned on all the dimensions, you know. And I agree with you on this. You said you have to really go to the higher dimensions. You have to be willing to surround yourself with light and love and focus. Get out of your head, you know, because a lot of us are OCD. We start, you know, thinking about things over and over and over, why, instead of just saying, I'm going to just be right now and be in love and light. And I think that's so key. Good point. Really good point. And you want to help people heal themselves, because if they can heal themselves, they can go to ascend a lot quicker. That's what you want to do, and serve humanity that way. And you got books that you're writing, books that you're reading, and numerology is real key with you, and you're going to teach a class on ascension, which I'm super excited about. And she's a new angel coach. And you do what you love and love what you do. I know you just resigned your full-time job, and she's set herself up to do work in Angel Coaches and start her business there, and she and I are going to work together, and I'm going to help her, and she helps me. We help each other. We've known each other for years, this lifetime, and who knows how many other lifetimes. And but she's got a great gift, you guys, super, super intuitive, super psychic, and can teach you. One of your goals is to teach people how to use their intuition to ascend, right? That's one of the things that you want to do, and to connect with higher realms. I like that.
Yeah,
that's good. The other thing she wants to do is she wants to go, and anybody's listening or going to download it later, you guys want to go with us, we are going to go skydiving again. Love it, love it, love it. Joy and I, we had made plans to go, and here we did it about a month ago. But, man, you got to live with passion and she really represents that to the fullest. I went with her and some of her friends and family, and we had the best time. But I think it's important that you live with passion, and that's a higher vibration too as well. So living with passion, doing what you love and loving what you do. And she's made it happen for herself. And if she can do it, I think one of your goals is to help others do the same, right? So live with passion.
You know, holds a lot of people back is the fear of losing that steady paycheck. But you know what? It made me sick.
I know.
I was sick and trust me, Therese heard about it every day. I'm like, you know, when something's just making you physically ill, no matter how great the insurance is, it's time to go.
There you go. Well, we're lucky to have you here and everything, and then I'm going to help you and build your business, and we're going to have a great time doing it. You guys, Joy's going to be up on the angelcoaches.org. I'm putting a lot of people up there, so I wanted you guys to meet her. You know, she has the same struggles we all do in the process of ascension. Do you ever get mad at a guy, Joy? Do you ever wonder if a guy's going to show up, you know, the right guy that you want? We all struggle with that, right? You know, and so, but you know how to work through it, and you can help others do the same in finding their soul's purpose and helping them to go to a new level. I like that. So I'm the same way. So we all of us deal with daily issues, and that's part of the human experience. But I really feel, and I know this without a shadow of a doubt, it's not the experience, it's how you respond to the experience or the circumstance. And so she's learned a lot. She's going to share it with you. And at the end of the day, it's all about developing your skills, your abilities, going to a new level. And I always say, let's party on the beaches in the 10th dimension. That'd be fun. You know, I mean, or at least the 7th. It's all good. Anyway, I hope they have a Oceans 101 there too as well. It's all good. be looking for her. She's really empowering and is going to help everybody. And she's amazing and wonderful. We've got a lot of new coaches, Donna, which you've met, and Carrie, and Joey is another one. So I am surrounding myself with like-minded people. and we've got a great group here. Anyway, you guys, our next show is Thursday night at 8 p.m. East Coast time, and we've got a new guy on there who's written a book and how he tapped into spirituality to write this book and or his angels and his higher self and what the book's about and other books that he's got on the way. And so you know what? We've got a lot of authors here with a lot of cool books. So he's going to share with you about his book and what you can do to write your own book. Anyway, Joy, thank you for being on here. You are amazing and wonderful. It always surprises me when I, you know, because I know you so well, and then you're like, you sound like I was like, wow, she's really, like, cool, you know. So thank you for being so authentic and open and honest and sharing the ups and the downs and staying on top and how we can all do that. You are a good friend and a great coach, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to work with you. So,
and you're a great mentor. I'm so glad. Opportunity.
You betcha. All right, everybody, take care. And tomorrow is my birthday, so I'll be chatting with Metatron tonight. And Joy and I are 37, but we always say we're 21. It's all good. Take care, everybody. Have a good night. Bye now.